first and foremost, Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, how lucky we are to be from those who are zeche to get to know about Rabbeinu Zal, who are zeche to get to know about the greatness of the Tzadik Emes, who are zeche to prava, a suda, to participate in a suda that's lekavoid, the heightening of the neshama of Meirenu Rabbeinu Rav Rav Nosson Zal, the Talmud Muvok of Rabbeinu Zal, Zchusa Yogna Meirenu Val Kol Yisrael Amen. One of the items that Rav Nosson Zal brings in one place in Likutei Halachos, where he talks about the greatness of a tzaddik, so we find that Shlomo HaMelech, who was the Chacham Oid Mikol Ha'odam Hashel Pnei Adamo, Shlomo HaMelech, who was so great, once made a statement where he said about the greatness of Hashem, Hein HaShamayim U'Shmei HaShamayim Lo Yechal Kalucha, that Hashem is so great that the heavens cannot contain the greatness of Hashem whatsoever. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. This statement would seem to imply that if that's the case, if a Yid wants to make a Mishkan within himself, if a Yid wants to vacate a place within himself to make room for the presence of Hashem, for the Kavod of Hashem, it seems impossible. The implication here is that even the Shamayim, Ushmei Shamayim, the highest places in heaven, cannot contain Hashem. If that's the case, what's left for us? So Rav Nosson Zal says on Likutei Halachos, we know that there are very few people who could challenge a statement made by Shlomo HaMelech. Not chas v'sholom that this is an actual challenge, but we find in a sense, an addendum to this, a clarification for this, by David HaMelech. The Gemara says that Hashem said that as great as Shlomo HaMelech was, as great as were all these sacrifices that Shlomo HaMelech brought in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem said that one day of the study of Torah of David HaMelech is more precious to me than all the karbonis that Shlomo HaMelech would bring. So Rav Nosson Zal says on Likutei Halachos, what does David HaMelech say about this? David HaMelech says in a pasuk in Tehillim, Koy Omar Hashem, Hashem has spoken, Hashamayim Kisi, the heavens are my throne, V'ho'oretz Hadoim Ragli, and the earth is my footstool, Eze Bayis Asher Tivnuli. And considering these circumstances, what home could you possibly build for me, Hashem says. Considering the fact that Hashem is so great and so uncontainable in a sense, how could a person possibly build a house, a place in which a person would want to contain the light of Hashem? The pasuk continues to say, Hashem says, V'elze abit, to whom will I turn, Hashem says? El oni unechei ruach. To whom will I turn to place my presence with him? David HaMelech says, Eshkoin ezdako. Hashem says, one who is zeche to be humble, one who is zeche to consider himself nothing, not to take up any space at all. All of these items, the statement of Shlomo HaMelech and the statement of David HaMelech showed that Hashem is above the concept of space. Hashem created space. One of Hashem's names is Mokoim. How is it conceivable for anything to contain the greatness of Hashem? The answer is it's not. It's not conceivable. The only thing that can contain the presence of Hashem is nothing. In nothing, there Hashem can be contained. In something that's completely above the concept of space. And this is this main quality of Anova, the concept of Yira Shamayim, fear of Hashem and humbleness, which the Gemara places side by side. And we find that Rav Nosson Zal says, this is why we find that within the Beis HaMikdash, within the different sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, the different korbanos, we note that the Gemara says that one korban, whose secret was so deep that Hashem did not even reveal it to Avram Avinu, the korban mincha, the Gemara says, out of the korbanos that were brought from animals, this was certainly the most choshev one. The asir ha'seifa, this smallest, cheapest of all these sacrifices, which didn't involve bringing an animal, it was a little flour with oil mixed together, the cheapest one, this is the korban that's brought by an oni, by a poor person, this was the korban that Hashem said he enjoyed the most from the Beis HaMikdash, because this is the whole kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The whole concept of the fact that we allow ourselves to believe that the kavod of Hashem could be contained within a place,
is only if that place permeates anova. It has this quality of being above the concept of space. This is why within the Beis Hamikdash itself, the item that was most respected, the item that was most beloved, was the smallest item. The smaller it was, the more Hashem loved it. The korban of the k'teres, which came again, not from an animal, it came from samamonim, spices. These were the items that were considered most outstanding in the Beis Hamikdash, the items which were lowest. And Rav Nosson Zal says that this is the whole concept of a Talmud taking upon himself the oir of a Rebbe. When we talk about a Rebbe who is a Bechinas Chochma, a Bechinas Sechel, a Bechina of the sun, the light of the sun, and you have a Talmud who wants to be able to draw from that light, and the Talmud understands that there's no question whatsoever, there's no way for him to put out a keli that's big enough to contain the light of the Rebbe. The answer is, there's no way, no matter how much you stretch your brain, there's no way in the world you're going to be able to match the power of the light that's being given by the Rebbe. So the solution is not to try to stretch, but to try to minimize and subtract from yourself. By a person considering himself, bringing himself to greater and greater levels of anava, making himself into nothing, by doing this, until he elevates himself to the point where he is literally nothing, where he's capable of not using his own mind whatsoever for the study of Torah, for coming close to Hashem, but he's able to apply only the brain of the Rebbe, this is a person who's zeche to be a Bechinas Beis HaMikdash, to be able to contain that which under normal circumstances is not containable. This is why David HaMelech points out that the stress is placed, Hashem says, Ve'el ze abit el omi yonechei ruach. Who will I turn to? Who will I turn to in which to rest? Hashem said, Hashemayim kisi ve'aretz adoim ragli, implying that Shemayim I can't rest in, the Eretz I can't rest in. Where can Hashem be found? The greater the level of anova, that's the greater the level of the presence of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that the whole concept of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says that nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, what takes the place of the Beis HaMikdash? The shuls and the yeshivas, this is what takes the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore we the Talmidim, who are trying to become a Kuruv to the Tzadik Emes, this is the Iker Eitza for a person to be able to bring himself to lower and lower levels of anova, to greater levels of anova. This is how a person can be zeche to have the presence of Hashem upon himself. Halavai we should be zeche to become the kurav and the kusher be'emes to the tzadikim amitiyim, and specifically on this night, when the oir of this tzadik, his greatness was that he was known as being the Talmud of Rabbeinu Zal, halavai we should be zeche that his he'ora should shine on us. We should be zeche to become Talmidim amitiyim to Rabbeinu Zal, to our Rebbe Zichron Levracha, and be zeche thereby to get to see Lachzeis Benoyam Hashem Olavakei Beicholoi, to get to see the coming of Moshiach. Amen.